Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to start over here this time. Because the reading that we have is from Isaiah. The text for today is from Isaiah, where he says this. If I can find it. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. He names us so in baptism. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. It really kind of fits the last song that we sang about how the Lord makes beautiful things out of dust. Because, as you may remember from Genesis chapter 1, God formed the man, Adam, out of the dust, right? Familiar text. In Hebrew, it's kind of cool in Hebrew because he formed Adam, or we call Adam, out of the Adama, which is the earth, the dust. That's the way we translate it. Well, about 7 years ago, when before I even was thinking about going to seminary, our church, the church that we were at in Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, kind of took a big step out in faith, a big bold step out in faith, and they said, we're going to sponsor a family, a Nepali family, a refugee family, who had been kicked out of their home in Bhutan and were living in a refugee camp for almost 20 years in the country of Nepal. We're going to host them. We're going to buy an apartment or rent an apartment for them, get them set up, all that kind of stuff. Big step. Okay, big step of faith. Well, it wasn't very long after they came, and people were helping them with, like, electricity. They had never had indoor electricity before or indoor plumbing. Or indoor heating, gas stoves, and you know, a gas oven, if you don't know how it works, it could be dangerous, right? So, and people were going over and helping them, and then all of a sudden they said, can we come and meet your church? And we thought, yeah, yeah, sure you can come. So they came, and in about 2 weeks after that, They started coming. They invited a bunch of other people, a bunch of other refugees, all who spoke Nepali. So our church said, well, they don't really understand what we're doing here, you know, in the service, so let's at least have, like, a Bible study for them. So all the kids were going to the Sunday school. I mean, it filled up our Sunday school with kids. Let's have something for the adults. Well, guess who was elected? And I had never taught a Bible class before. I mean, well, maybe one. One! And this woman, Nancy, who was a Sunday school teacher, said, Jeff, you and I, let's do it. Okay? And so I ended up doing kind of most of it. But there was I had never taught a Bible study before, much less one in another language. So one of the guys who came was a teacher himself in the refugee camp, 19 years in a refugee camp. But he spoke a lot of English, okay, very good English, you know, very British type, you know. So so we have this, so I would say stuff, and we got a Bible in Nepali, and so when we were doing the Bible study, he would sometimes read it out of Nepali, straight, you know, while I was reading along in English. And it's really interesting. So we started in Genesis. So where do you start? Well, we didn't know where to start. We started in Genesis. Genesis 1. So this is what's really I'm trying to get to. The word for what we say dust. He formed us out of the dust. He formed Adam out of the dust. In Nepali, the way that's translated was mud. He formed us out of the mud. And so I was thinking about that today, or this week, about our text, which is, we are the clay, right? He formed us out of clay. Clay is soft. It's malleable. It's... Remember this? Play-Doh? And it's not... Who was it? Somebody in my family was saying, it's not Socrates, it's not Aristotle, it's Plato. All right. The jokes get worse from here. Okay. So the Lord gets his hands dirty in creation, okay? Of all the other things that he created, he just spoke them into existence. What did he do? He took his hands and got, you know, blue stuff on them, or black stuff, or dirt, mud, right? Clay. He formed us out of the clay. Should have used the red one. I got his and hers, kind of. He formed us out of the clay. Can you imagine him just doing that? We are the clay. And he formed us into a human being, right? And then we sang the song, Breathe. And he breathed life into us, right? Okay, there's Pastor Nickel. Okay, not his best work. I married his best work. All right. I'm really getting off track here. Put this in my hand. He formed us out of the clay, okay? Interesting fact. I heard this 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I heard about paper clips. Did you know that if I said, what is a paper clip? What can hold two pieces of paper together, right? I think about just one of those silver things that's kind of double looped, you know, paper clip, okay? If I said, how many kinds of paper clips can you think of? 98% of us can think of maybe 10 in just a couple minutes. 2% of you can think of like 100. Now, the interesting thing is, if you ask 5-year-olds, 98% of them can think of like 100. Because everything's a paperclip. Not just those little things, but, you know, a tweezers could be a paperclip. Or my fingers could be a paperclip. Or a couple balloons pushed together could be a paperclip. They're very creative, okay? What happens? Why do we go from everything could be a paperclip to just that little thing that goes like that? You know, that kind of the helping thing on old Microsoft. That's my limit, right? The point is we change, okay? During life, we start to change, okay? What was soft and malleable like this, you can make it into almost anything, starts to harden, okay? In our lives, we start to as we go through life, we're born sinful, but we start to harden. Okay? We harden ourselves into many different ways. Pharaoh had a hard heart. The Lord had to rescue his people out of Israel from a Pharaoh who had a hard heart. Do you have a hard heart in your life? When people come up to you and they've treated you a bad way, do you forgive them or do you harden yourself at a certain point? Do you say, I'm not going to be hurt that way again. I've been hurt enough that way. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to let that happen to me anymore. Your heart is hardened a little bit. And when you... have a relationship with somebody else that breaks, you're broken too. and our relationship with God is broken. When we don't recognize Him as first in our lives, when we don't recognize Him as the one and only God who created us and breathed life into us with the intention of making us a very beautiful thing. What happens to clay when it dries out? It cracks. It breaks. It becomes like dust, brittle like dust. You can blow it away, right? In one of our songs, we even kind of said that. Not good. But if you have clay, and the Lord comes into your hardening clay before it's too late, and He says to you, I can forgive you. I do forgive you. I do send my Son before it's too late to become human, to become clay like us. Clay that can be killed and is killed for you and for me. That's what our Lord Jesus Christ did when He came the first time. He comes to you at baptism. He pours that water on you, not just so that it washes you off, but so that it softens you, so that He can transform you and make you what He says. What is it? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. But He comes to us. He comes to us and puts water, the water of life in us, so that we can be transformed, so that He can mold us, so that we are one that, as Isaiah says, you meet Him who joyfully works righteousness. Those who remember you are in your ways. It's what God does to us in holy baptism. It's what He does to us every day. And how does Christ do that? How does God do that in your heart? Baptism. Daily baptism. That doesn't mean you have to come here and I have to pour water on you. But your baptism counts once and for all because of this. Because of repentance and forgiveness. Because when you come and you stand before the Lord honestly, and saying, look at me, I'm a sinner, Lord. I know I'm a sinner. That's when He comes and He puts water, the water of life into you. Living water, which transforms you. So you can live an honest life. Honest with God, honest with your neighbor. That's what He does for us between now and the last day. On the last day, the book of Isaiah says, on the last day it will be, behold, a day of fire. The Lord is coming with fire. What happens when clay goes into the fire? It's called firing the clay, right? If you've ever done any pottery. When you fire the clay, it's made permanent in the shape, its final shape. That's what the Lord is going to do for you that day. He will make you into a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing that isn't polluted by sin. That isn't polluted by selfishness. That isn't hurt anymore. and incapable of hurting anyone else, God or your neighbor. That's what he's making you into. That is a beautiful thing, a pure thing. That's what he's bringing you on the last day when Christ comes again. In the meantime, live in your baptism, okay? Be transformed by God. What better potter could you ever have? In Jesus' name, amen.